American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. The Deputy Attorney General of the United States says Democrat politicians who encourage the arrest or harassment of ICE agents are breaking the law. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
During a recent interview on the Fox News Channel, Illinois Governor J.B. Prixter continued to demonize ICE agents, accusing them of racial profiling. California Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi claimed that state and local law enforcement may arrest federal agents if they break California law. Todd Blanche is the Deputy Attorney General of the United States. During an appearance on the Fox News Channel, he debunked their comments.
What the congresswoman did yesterday, what the governor of Illinois said yesterday, does nothing but harm this country. You cannot touch federal agents when they're doing their job, and that's something that they know. It's something that we reminded them of last night, because if you do, you're committing a crime.
Blanche has a suggestion for the Illinois governor.
And that governor, instead of talking on the news and making up stories about what he thinks is happening, should stand a post. He should go out and see, go out for one night and see the work that these men and women are doing. And he'll learn and he'll understand that what they are doing is getting the scourge and the people that are here illegally out of this country.
I'm Chad Groening.
A Canadian leader will phase out a television ad that caused President Trump to end trade talks. Here's Fox's Jared Halpern.
Ontario's leader, Doug Ford, says he will take down a TV ad critical of President Trump's tariffs after this weekend. The advertisement features former President Ronald Reagan, but the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute objected, saying Reagan's words are taken out of context in the ad. President Trump called the advertisement fraudulent, accusing Canada of trying to influence Supreme Court justices ahead of a tariff case. Ford says he will suspend the ad on Monday so it can be seen by Americans during the first two games of the World Series. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Candace Owens has been in the news lately. AFR host Jenna Ellis said Owens is using her former friendship with Charlie Kirk over the last few weeks since his murder to amplify herself. Ellis talked about a social media post of Owens where she wrote, "Don't worry about the gag order in the Charlie Kirk case. I plan to violate it on the world's behalf. The things I've discovered this past week are enough to burn the house down. Yes, Charlie was betrayed by everyone." Owens also contends that the suspect in custody is the wrong person and he's just the fall guy. And it's a total cover-up because we can't trust any government institutions. Attorney Gerard Folitti made these comments on AFR about Owens.
There was a gag order imposed in this case by the judge, but the gag order applies to the prosecutors. It applies to the defense attorneys. It applies to witnesses. It applies to Turning Point USA. It does not apply to Candace Owens, who has absolutely nothing to do with this case. Her only involvement here is that she is trying to inject herself to get another 15 minutes of fame off the tragic incident that took the life of Charlie Kirk.
He said she is not violating something that does not even apply to her. He also talked about the suspect.
He's entitled to be adjudicated by a jury of his peers beyond a reasonable doubt. But for now, there is absolutely more than enough probable cause to believe that he committed this act and is rightly being charged with it. All of the evidence that's been put forward in the public domain supports this. And there's nothing here that suggests any sort of conspiracy.
He also said Owens knows the right things to say to get social media clicks and that she invents facts to suit her narrative. Contaminated meat is to blame for a rise in common urinary tract infections, according to experts. New research from George Washington University and Kaiser Permanente, Southern California, has estimated that nearly one in five UTIs in Southern California stem from contaminated meat with strains of E. coli. In weather news, the 6 to 10 day outlook from the Climate Prediction Center shows a large part of the eastern U.S. with below normal temperatures. And above normal precipitation will be found in the Pacific Northwest and the Northeast U.S. The winter outlook for December, January, and February shows the southern tier of the U.S. warmer and drier. The northern tier looks wetter and colder. That is all our time for now. We invite you to find more news at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.